Arthur Less is a man without armor in a world that demands it. Approaching 50, this minor novelist with washed-out blonde hair and perpetually sunburned nose feels like a person without skin, having developed only the transparent carapace of a soft-shelled crab by middle age. When an elegant invitation arrives announcing his ex-boyfriend Freddie's wedding, Less faces an impossible choice: attend and endure awkwardness, or decline and invite ridicule. His solution? Create a third option by accepting every international invitation languishing on his desk, crafting an elaborate escape route around the globe. What begins as simple avoidance transforms into a profound journey of self-discovery. Less's vulnerability, the quality that makes him both endearing and frustrating, shapes every interaction as he travels from New York to Mexico City, Turin to Berlin, Paris to Morocco, India to Japan. This sensitivity explains his 9-year relationship with Freddie and his 15 years with renowned poet Robert Brownburn before that. It also explains why his publisher's rejection of his latest manuscript feels not just like professional disappointment, but existential crisis. What makes Less compelling isn't exceptional talent or remarkable achievements, but this very ordinariness coupled with extraordinary sensitivity. In a world that celebrates the exceptional, could there be value in beautiful mediocrity? Robert Brownburn haunts Less's journey like a literary phantom. Their relationship began when Less was 21 and Brownburn significantly older, a dynamic that shaped Less's understanding of love, art, and self-worth for decades. Life with Brownburn meant living with doubt. Doubt in morning coffee, in avoiding eye contact during breaks, in the sound of the door opening and closing without goodbye. Yet within that uncertain space emerged poetry every day, a novel every few years. Less recalls searching through Robert's pages, terrified to discover if he was the subject. After 15 years, Robert simply called to say, "Arthur, I love you, but I will not be coming home." Like finishing Proust, it ended with unexpected finality. Throughout his journey, Less struggles with both memories of their relationship and Robert's literary shadow, often feeling his mediocre novels are valued more for his connection to Brownburn than his own writing. Arthur Less's journey overflows with linguistic mishaps. Despite confidence in his German, he makes comical errors. Male friends become female, and he accidentally suggests he's entering prostitution rather than drawing conclusions. His German is bruised with errors, yet he remains convinced of his fluency. At the Liberated University, he greets students with, "Six greetings, class," and calls himself Mr. Professor. Though students learn little literature, they rediscover language through his playful methods of cutting up Lolita and translating texts into playground gibberish. In Mexico City, Less innocently uses a vulgar false cognate when comparing relish to his grandmother's chow chow. In Italy, he mistakes SRES on a driver's sign as his name, not his destination. These linguistic blunders mirror Less's broader inability to read his own life. Just as he misinterprets foreign phrases, he misreads relationships, evident when Zara asks, "What is love, Arthur?" and he has no answer. Haven't we all felt like Less, convinced we understand, while missing what's most important? Throughout his global journey, Less confronts his fear of professional mediocrity. This anxiety peaks during his Mexico City panel when the head's comment about mediocrity haunts him. Is he, as Finley Dwyer suggested, merely an assimilationist who writes like straight people? Less's literary career exists in an uncomfortable middle ground. His novel Calypso gained recognition but never matched Robert's acclaim. His publisher rejects his manuscript, with Zora questioning why anyone should care about a white middle-aged American man with white middle-aged American sorrows. Yet Less finds unexpected validation. Mohammed has read Calypso in French, Luisa compliments his work, and he wins an Italian literary prize. The breakthrough comes in Morocco when Less realizes his protagonist isn't a tragic hero, but a fool. his novel isn't about regret, but comedy. This insight allows him to transform his rejected manuscript by inverting tragic events into comic ones. As Carlos observes, "You have the luck of a comedian. Bad luck in things that don't matter, good luck in things that do." Each destination on Les's itinerary becomes a landscape of emotional reckoning. In New York, his escape begins with a Russian cosmonaut's helmet and a case of mistaken identity. Mexico City confronts him with memories of his early romance with Robert Brownburn and his role in ending Robert's marriage. Turin brings unexpected triumph when Les wins a literary prize, challenging his self-perception as mediocre. Berlin offers temporary liberation through vibrant nightlife where even old American writers are dancing, and everyone, even Arthur Les, is loved. Paris represents the most poignant geography, the road not taken with Javier. The Moroccan desert strips him to his essence as he faces turning 50 alone, while injury in India forces a stillness leading to creative breakthrough. In Kyoto, a garden identical to one from his childhood brings him full circle. Through this global journey, Les discovers that no matter how far he travels, he cannot escape himself. Arthur Les approaches 50 with dread, feeling like the first homosexual ever to grow old, having lost his generation to AIDS. Without models for aging as a gay man, he struggles between pursuing youth versus embracing maturity. Signs of aging unsettle him. Teenager stares at the Turin pool, being called Peter Pan on a Berlin dance floor, all highlighting his stunted development. His birthday haunts his journey. "It's like the last day in a foreign country," he tells Javier. "You finally figure out where to get coffee, drinks, and a good steak, and then you have to leave. Youth's lessons arriving too late." Zora offers stark advice. "First, fuck love, give it up, and get fat." When Les insists on happiness, she declares, "Happiness is bullshit." Louis views his ended marriage differently. 20 years of joy and support and friendship, that's a success. Robert provides the wisest perspective. 50 is nothing. I look back at 50 and think, what was I so worried about? Arthur Les returns to San Francisco in his gray tailored suit, transformed, yet back at his starting point. The narrator is revealed as Freddie Pelu, Les's former lover, who has returned from a failed marriage. The wedding Les avoided has itself collapsed, and Freddie waits on his porch. As Arthur climbs the stairs and recognizes the silhouette, Freddie calls out, "Les!" answering his own question about what he truly wants. This homecoming reveals the journey's irony. Les traveled the world to escape what was actually his heart's desire. While fleeing perceived rejection, he missed seeing he was already loved. Carlos had told him, "You have the best life of anyone I know," but Les couldn't comprehend this until now. Sometimes we must journey far to recognize what's been waiting at our doorstep, experiencing loneliness to appreciate connection, and completing journeys that lead us back to ourselves, discovering our ordinary lives contain the meaning we've sought elsewhere.